Good morning. This is Theo Brady, Executive Director of the National Council on Independent Living. It was last year, around this time, that I learned of Judy Herman's passing. I just never envisioned a world without Judy. She seemed invincible. I know now that it was her invincible spirit of never giving up that I saw in her. It is with this invincible spirit that I wrote my latest message, which I share with you in Judy's honor. Should I accept? Should I accept and embrace the belief held by many doctors and medical professionals that my life as a person with a disability is considered less valuable than that of someone without a disability? Should I accept and come to terms with the notion that due to disbelief, it is legally acceptable to withhold life-sustaining medical care, and it is better for non-disabled professionals to let me die? Should I accept and acknowledge the belief of those in authority that people with disabilities should be institutionalized, condemned to a life of isolation and solitude in nursing homes? Should I accept and reconcile myself with the fact that decision makers overlook the well-established evidence demonstrating that individuals with disabilities can lead more fulfilling lives in their own communities at a lower cost than institutionalization? Should I accept the ableist mistreatment and harm inflicted upon people with disabilities, including those with autism, intellectual disabilities, and mental illness by law enforcement officers? Should I accept that people with disabilities will face the indignity of being forcibly removed from movie theaters simply for wanting to enjoy a film? Should I accept and resign myself to the fact that despite technological advancement, individuals with disabilities are still unable to call a taxi or Uber spontaneously, like their non-disabled counterparts, and enjoy a meal with their families? Should I accept and endure being pitied and referred to as a cripple, handicap, a gimp, or undesirable element? Should I accept and acknowledge that people with physical, intellectual, or developmental disabilities have a lower life expectancy than those without disabilities? Now, I could go on, but I won't. I made my point. Naturally, I should not accept this way of life, but the harsh reality is being imposed upon me and the other 61 million Americans living with disabilities in the U.S. Mainstream society becomes so accustomed to ignoring these issues, and they become a part of our everyday lives. And as a member of society, we become desensitized to discrimination and oppression, or worse, we grow comfortable with it. We individuals with disabilities require able-bodied advocates, champions, to step forward and address these matters. Would you, not disabled yet, be willing to accept these wrongful realities? This is Theo Brady, Executive Director of National Council on Independent Living. Be well.